Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You cannot be a victim in faith. If you see yourself as a victim, you're not in faith. And if you're not in faith, you are not overcoming. Because it is our faith that overcomes. Right? Say it out loud, I am not a victim. In the book of Genesis, you don't have to turn there, but Genesis 42 and 36. Genesis 42, 36, Jacob, you know, when he had lost Joseph and they came and brought him the bloody clothes and he thought he had died and years had passed. And then they took the young boy, Benjamin, and then they said he's going to have to stay, you know, in Egypt too. And he said, all these things are against me. That's what he cried out. All these things are against me. That perfectly describes the victim mentality. Everything's against me. Everybody's against me. All the devils are against me. The people are against me. Nobody will help me. You remember Elijah? When he was running from Jezebel? Got up under the juniper tree. He said, God, just kill me. Just put me out of my... I'm the only one left that's serving you. He said, no, you're not. I got 2,000 people right where you are that have never bowed the knee to Baal. But what is that? Victim mentality. Listen to how victims talk. Victims are always complaining. Did you hear me? Now you may think I've digressed, but I haven't. Victims are always, there's three things I want to give you. They're always complaining. They're always blaming other people. And they're always making excuses why something is not happening. Let's say you want to lose some weight. We've been using that over and over again. Somebody says, well, I don't want to lose some weight. Well, I'm not talking to you then. Okay? Be cool. I said, if you want to, if you have a desire to. But you got a victim mentality. Well, I've tried everything and I've done everything I know to do and my family won't help me. They're sitting around eating Twinkies when I'm trying to diet. And they bring in those fresh donuts and I just can't stand to smell them. I have to eat a dozen and my metabolism is just so slow. It's not fair. I mean, I inherited that from my mama and she was always big and grandma was big and it just runs in our family. And you are a victim and you are not in faith and you will not overcome. Did you hear me? Well, Brother Keith, you just don't understand. I mean, I'm not a preacher like you and all these people know me. I mean, I don't have an education. I didn't even finish high school. And I don't know all these big moneyed preachers and I don't know anybody. And nobody walks up and hands me money. I mean, I work for what I got. And... You are a victim. Victim of society. Victim of circumstances. Victim. Can't help it. Everything was against me. The cards were stacked. I didn't have a chance. I could have been a contender. Well, if you'd wake up, you still could be. I said, if you'd wake up, listen to me. The definition of a victim is a loser. How do losers talk? They complain. Did you hear me? Always complaining about something. Something's not right. Something somebody didn't do for me and they didn't help me and I didn't have this and I didn't have that growing up and I didn't have the other growing up. Nobody help me. They're always blaming other people. Blaming other people. And then what else are they doing? Making excuses why it doesn't work. Well, now, you know, all that prosperity stuff might work, you know, where you come from. But here in southern Missouri, it don't work. It don't work in Central Africa where people are out in the bush. If it's the Word of God, it has to work. Everywhere in the earth, every generation. Did you hear me? Or else it's not the Word of God. But it is the Word of God, and it does work. I've seen it too many times. Nobody can convince me it doesn't work everywhere. I've seen it. I know where we came from. Amen? I know where we came from. Nobody can tell me. The Bible said He will take you out of the dunghill and set you with princes. Amen? There ain't no place too low that He can't get you and lift you up. But you got to quit being a victim. Did you hear me? Don't make another excuse for why you're broke, why you're overweight, why you got problems in your marriage. Don't make another excuse. Don't blame another person, right? Don't do it. Instead, decide, I am not a victim. I am a victorious one. I am an overcomer. Amen. I am more than a conqueror. Amen. Through Him that loved me and gave Himself for me. Yeah. Would you like to know what the definition of a victor is? Yeah, let me give you that. Because that's who we got in here, right? Yeah. How many victims do I have? Victims. Good. I don't see any victims. Thank God. Now let me read this and see if I got any victors in here. A victor, as you might imagine, is the exact opposite, is a person who succeeds in contest and competition. A victor is a conquistador. That means conqueror. Isn't that what we just got through reading? A victor is a what? Conquistador, a conqueror. A victim is a master. A victor is a winner. A victor is a champion. That sounds like what I've read in the Bible. That sounds like King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Sounds like the devil's under our feet. Always triumph. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you a victim? You got anything to make excuses for?
No.
Complain about?
No.
Blame other people?
No.
No, not one thing. Not one thing. Why? Because I'm a victor. I'm an overcomer. I got something to shout about. I got something to give thanks to God about. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. You know, in Numbers 13, when the spies had returned from looking, spying out the land, and they came back and they said, we can't do it. We can't do it. They're all bigger than us. I mean, they're so big. We're like little grasshoppers in their eyes. And they got these walls that walled up to heaven all around the city. There ain't no way. There ain't no way. Joshua and Caleb. Remember them? Remember them? They said, Caleb said, hush, hush. That's the Keith Moore translation. He said, let us go up at once and take it, possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.
Hallelujah.
Whoo! And the whole bunch made them so mad, they wanted to kill Caleb and Joshua. They said, you shut up. They're giants and we're not. That's like saying, the devil is the devil and we're just human and we don't have it. See, excuses, and blaming other people. No, he said, we can do it. We can do it. Come on, hush up that and come on with me. Let's go overcome it. Because God is with us and their defense is departed from them. They'll be bread for us. You know what that means? Piece of cake. We can do it. That's how faith talks. I said, do you hear the difference? That's no excuses. No complaining. No blaming other people. Faith talks like that. We'll get it. We'll get it. Yeah, but you 15 pounds heavier than you were when they started the How to Reach Your Physical Goal series. You look at them and go, well, I've been trying, but you don't understand it. But my metabolism is not like yours. Then you'll never reach your goal. Well, it's not fair. It's not the same for everybody. For some people, they can just eat anything they want to and just stay thin as a rail. And me, I just look at something and gain 3 pounds. Number one, that's one of the awfulest confessions I ever heard. And number two, it just ain't true. I said it is not true. Amen. It's not true. Besides that, none of your business how somebody else is and how they live. That's not your deal. You got to deal with your flesh. Right? No. You say, well, I've gained 20 pounds since the How to Reach Your Physical Goal. Here's what you do. Are you a victim or are you a victor? How does a victor talk? I'll get it. Yeah, but it's been 8 months. So? Yeah, but you're 30 pounds heavier. So? You watch, read my lips. I will do it. God will help me. We will get this thing. You're broker than you were when you started going to that rich church.
No way.
I doubt that. That would surprise me. But even if it didn't look and feel that way, it's a matter of the integrity of the Word of God, and it's a matter of your conviction of faith, and you got to say, none of these things move me. I will get there. We will pay everything off. Yes, we will. Yeah, but you're further behind. I don't even want to hear that. Hush. We will do it. God is with us. Is that how faith talks? Faith, and how does patience talk? It sounds exactly the same way next week. Right? And it sounds exactly the same way 6 months from now. Right? And if it takes it, it sounds exactly the same way 3 years from now. Right? We'll get it. We'll do it. Hide and watch. It's happening. And it will happen. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Victorious Over the Flesh, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-227. That's R-227, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.